Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Well, 98.1 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nix, and we are powered this morning by Harvey Norman in Muswellbrook Fair. Now, on Friday night, I went down to Muswellbrook RSL, who were hosting McAllister Kemp. Now, they've never been on Power FM, so I thought, hey, maybe it's time to sneak into the change room, the backstage, whatever you call it, and maybe have a little chat with the guys.
Drew and Troy, also known as McAllister Kemp. Now, got to say, guys, is this your first time on Power FM?
Yes, I think it is.
It is. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us, Nix.
Welcome.
Woo!
You. I am so pumped. We're actually hanging out here backstage with you guys, and I am just loving the atmosphere back here. Feeling very short. I'm feeling very short.
You're
you guys are both incredibly tall.
Yeah, you're not short.
I stand on tippy toes.
Yeah,
get up here. Now, guys, back in Muswellbrook, how does it feel to be back here?
It's really cool considering we sold out tonight, which is great.
Yeah. Sold out?
Yeah. Would you believe it?
It is like bumper to bumper bums in there.
Oh, yeah, we're very happy. Thank you, Muswellbrook, and for whoever else is coming from wherever else.
Now, when you guys are on the road, what shenanigans do you get up to after, you know, when the lights dim down, you're all off stage, come on, what happens? What mischief do you get up to?
Well, stick around for a couple of hours and you'll find out.
I'm in!
Now, mostly we're pretty well behaved. I mean, you know, we
Is that the official press release for that one? We're pretty well behaved.
I mean, that's the official response.
What's been the biggest adventure you two have had together since you teamed up and started this journey?
Oh, man.
It would have to be our trips to Nashville. We've had a couple of those. And
I heard there were chicken wings involved.
Lots of chicken wings.
Lots of beer.
Lots of beer.
Now, we actually got to go to Wisconsin with a duo called
Wisconsin.
Big, yeah, with a duo called Big and Rich. They're like one of the biggest duos in America. And
wow.
They invited us to go and sing with them, with their band, in front of 30,000 people. And we did. It was amazing.
No way.
Mm,
that is
cool.
Epic.
They kidnapped us and they took us across four states, 15 hours in their tour bus, and we got up to go and sing with them.
Amazing. What
it was
a, it was fun.
There must have been some shenanigans in there.
We didn't sleep at all.
We didn't sleep.
We were drunk for 4 days. And we don't even remember being on stage in front of 30,000 people. Lucky there was a video made so we could watch it just to remind us that it actually happened.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, that's where I was in those 4 days.
Exactly.
All right, given you guys an hour on Power FM with this interview, I'm going to test your pop knowledge a little bit.
Whoa.
Are you aware of Pitbull?
Yeah, aware of. Yes, very much. Yeah, we're aware of that, aren't we, Troy?
Yeah. I want to say yes.
Just maybe say yes.
Yes, I love Pitbull.
Are you aware that he has written the new anthem for the World Cup?
Oh, now I know of this guy. Now I do know, actually know of this guy. Yeah, I was aware of that.
What about David Guetta? What do you know of David Guetta?
Did he get it? I don't know.
We don't know about it.
Well, we're waiting for you guys to write a pop song so we can get it on Power FM.
Well, we can do that. Let's try that, man.
We'll get you sorted.
Guys, you're about to hit the stage. I'm looking forward to seeing you perform. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat to Power FM.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, next. Talk to you soon.
Definitely.
Well, I think they made it all right. They might need to brush up on their Pitbull and David Guetta knowledge. McAllister Kemp there. They were great to catch up with on the weekend. They were playing at Muswellbrook RSL. Bit of fun there. Man, Pitbull, whatever. Up after 8 o'clock this morning, we are going to be chatting to Carol and Russell from House Rules.